Okay, so why don't we start with what is your title with Lutheran Social Services?
I'm the statewide program manager for the therapeutic foster care program.
And what is therapeutic foster care?
So therapeutic foster care is an approach to how we care for kids who are needing out-of-home care. So it is about really not only meeting basic needs, but also stabilizing and supporting their capacity to heal and develop. Yeah.
So how does a child enter foster care?
A child enters foster care when a parent or guardian is unable to kind of safely care for that child. Safety or safety risk kind of rises to that level that the child's needing a safe, stable, nurturing family experience separated from their family while they work on their goals.
So I imagine when the state gets involved in these sorts of situations, are foster care parents like the first call, or do they try to attempt to like contact perhaps the child's father or grandparents or something like that?
Excellent question. Absolutely. It is really important, we know, for kids to remain connected to their family. And that means, like you said, if there's a point that we know that they need to be separated for a period, that we are looking for the other parent, a grandparent, an aunt or uncle, a kinship or connection. So it's someone familiar for that kiddo and their sibling group, potentially.
So I imagine the kids that get placed into foster care can range in ages from newborn babies to kids in high school.
That's correct. Children in foster care range in that age span from infants to 18 years old. There's also an extended foster care program where kids 18 to 21 years old are able to continue to be supported by their foster family as they transition into that independent space. The greatest need is really going to be that 6 years old and up. That's important.
So I know that kids in foster care are a big issue. It's been a big focus here in Beltrami County with the rising costs of out-of-home placements as far as the state's concerned. But is it a permanent situation, or is it more often than not that children are reunited with their parents?
Approximately 50% of children are reunited with their families. So it is really important that people have an understanding that the goal is reunification when we're talking about foster care. And so sometimes that process to reunite with the family may take longer, so they may be in foster care for a longer period, but ultimately that goal is reunification.
So are all foster parents, like, on the clock for months with these children? Or I know there are some situations where emergency foster care parents might be needed in the middle of the night or just for a weekend.
Yeah, at Lutheran Social Service Therapeutic Foster Care, we really try to make sure we're thinking about meeting the full continuum of care needs that a child may have and their family. And so that would be, like you indicated, emergency care. And so that's a quick turnaround in terms of we have a need and it needs to be attended to immediately. It can also range to 30 days, a shorter term stay, or that full length of that family and child's process as they kind of work on all their goals, up to 6 to 9 months.
Mm-hmm. All right. And so I imagine, you know, amid this pandemic, everyone's thinking about a lot of stuff, but kids are still in trouble. That never really goes away. And are you still placing kids amid the pandemic?
We are. I think in times of crisis, we sometimes overlook some of the discussions related to communities and how they're affected. But that need for care, foster care in particular, has not gone away. And we need to continue to kind of rise up and come together to meet that need.
All right, so how can people learn more about becoming a foster parent if they're interested?
Yeah, if you're interested in learning more about fostering with Lutheran Social Service Therapeutic Foster Care, please go to our website, which is www.fostercaremn.org. We are a statewide program. Our goal today is really to raise awareness about foster care and the importance of communities rallying around kids and families.
Are there any specific events happening coming up this week? I think Jackie was saying something earlier.
Yes, correct. We actually are hosting on Wednesday, May 20th, from 4:30 to 5:30, an online informational webinar to learn about foster care, becoming a licensed foster family, and how we're just working together to care for kids and families.
And they can find that on that foster care link?
They absolutely can.
Okay.
They can register on that link, yes.
And does it cost anything to view the webinar?
Good question. It is free. It's free for anyone interested in learning more, especially in honor of May's National Foster Care Month.
All right. Well, is there anything we didn't quite get to today?
No, I just want to thank you for having me and giving us the opportunity to share more about our special families and hoping to connect with other families who might open their hearts and homes.